Siddur Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Saka family, by Yelad Avram Forman for Oshleim Adasa Rochabas Chana Golda. And let's officially begin Elokai Netzor Lashoni Meirel. Let's officially dive into this final paragraph we say at the end of the Amida. One difference about this paragraph from everything else in the Shemona Esrei until now is that unlike every other bracha of the Amida, this tefillah is about personal responsibility. The rest of the Amida is composed in the plural. We're davening for the tzibor, the community, for ourselves, our family, our neighbors, and for Klal Yisrael. But now we get to this final paragraph, and now we get to this theme about the power of speech, the responsibility of speech, and there's no longer hiding in the crowd. We can't just couch our own tefillah on that of the Klal. This is about my speech, my responsibility. And that's why it's Netzor Lishoni. We go from the plural, the communal, to now formulating everything in the singular, in the individual, speaking about ourselves. The Grod of Vilna Gaon, Shnos Eliyahu, commentary on the Mishnah in Brachos, the fifth paragraph of Brachos, points out that the Mishnah there says, the Chasidim Rishonim Yishom Sha'achas Kodim Atfila. The early pious people, Chasidim doesn't mean those with long pious and ashtraimel. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but in the time of the Mishnah, it's not what it meant. It meant early pious, righteous people. They would spend an hour preparing for davening. Commentaries say that this is the origin of Pesukei de Zimra. We stand up for the Amida. Amida is called Amida. You stand before Hashem. The rest of davening, we're talking about Hashem. It's only Amida that we're talking to Hashem. You can't just stand up out of nowhere and enter a conversation with the Almighty, an audience with the King of Kings. We have to prepare. We have to center ourselves. We have to focus ourselves. We have to remind ourselves a perspective, a priority. And so we do that through the Pesukei de Zimra. That's a Shon Sha'achas Kodem. Sha'achas, of course, meaning approximately. But it could be Shos Manios, not a full hour, 60 minutes, Pesukei de Zimra. But it means that a person has to prepare before davening. The Grod of Vilna Gaon there on Bracha says, because a person is forbidden to pray for themselves, our tefillah is on behalf of Knesset Yisrael. So all of our tefillah, even the ones that seem to be specific, for good health, for livelihood, for justice, all the different brachos of the Amida really are directed not only towards the Jewish nation, the Jewish people as a whole, but also they're directed towards the Shechina. Chaim Voloshin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Beis, that Iker Kavana B'tfilah Tzricha Lios Tzorach Gavoa, that really our concentration, our focus, our heart should be directed not towards ourselves, but Hashem, you've got a blueprint and a plan for this world, and we're davening that it come to reality. We're davening for healing and health, and we're davening for livelihood and stability, and we're davening for justice, and we're davening for redemption. But really, it's all about Hashem, you, your name being whole, everyone seeing and feeling your name. So the Gemara says, so then what's left? Where can we daven for ourselves? We have personal needs as well. We have our own requests. Whereof our day is filled with things that we need Hashem's assistance and help, says the Vilna Gaon. That's why Elokai Netzor was enacted. Elokai Netzor was added as the addendum to the Amida so that we can daven the whole Amida on behalf of the community in Klal Yisrael. We can direct all of our thoughts and intention for the Amida to Kvod Shamayim, to Hashem, that His name be whole and seen and recognized. And we don't have to worry where is our own needs, because that we add in at the end, Elokai Netzor, that's when we daven specifically for ourselves. And how do we begin the tefillah that's for ourselves? What do we begin with? Elokai Netzor L'shoni Meira. Hashem, guard my tongue for evil, Usfasai Midaber Mirma, and protect my lips from speaking untruth, from speaking deceitfully. Probably not where I would have started. If I were thinking about what are individual needs, universal individual needs, I'm not sure I would have composed the first thing to ask for to be about, let you guard my lips from evil, let me never speak deceitfully, and so on. So why do we begin? Why is that where we start? So in the Sefer Seder Hayom, it says the following. We're davening for our tongue and our lips. We just use them, and we use them in the highest way, in the highest level, to turn to and to daven to Hashem. Maybe we didn't daven properly. Maybe we didn't use our lips. We didn't articulate. We didn't communicate. We weren't fully conscious and present. So our tefillah, first we begin alakai natsulashoni, protect my lips and my tongue, let me use them properly, productively, effectively. Hashem, help me from being duplicitous. Help me from being one way in my heart and one way with my mouth. Let me be consistent. We weren't trying to rebel against you. So Hashem, as I conclude my davening, in which I've just used my lips and my tongue, I've just employed the power of speech and tried to do it in the most elevated way, if I was ineffective or if I was effective, protect it as I go forward. As I begin the rest of my day, wherever I'll go and whatever I'll do, I'm in constant conversation with the people around me. I'm in conversation with myself. So let that conversation be effective, protected, appropriate, uplifting. Let it be elevated. That is the core tefillah. That's where we begin, sort of where we left off. We just left off the Amidah by using the power of speech, and we begin the addendum to the Amidah, Elokai Netzor, by praying specifically for the power of speech. We'll pick up with this Amir Tz Hashem tomorrow night.